to the Illinois state capitol, where lawmakers are casting what's being called a landmark vote today on a new pension proposal. The state has an estimated $100 billion in pension debt. That's the biggest in the country. The legislature has taken years to reach an agreement about just how to fix it. The latest plan, eliminate a 3% annual cost of living raise and increase the retirement age for younger public workers. David Shaper is following the story. He joins us from Chicago. And David, start with the impact on the city if this plan is passed. How much money would the city save?
Well, for the state of Illinois, under the proposal that's been put forward by the leaders of the General Assembly, it would save an estimated $160 billion over 30 years. That would cut the state's what the state owes its pension funds by that much money, $160 billion over 30 years, making a lot more money available for other things in the state of Illinois.
Well, of course, it is a state pension. I don't know why I placed you in the city there, but this is statewide. And so how might workers and retirees feel some of these proposed changes? Go through them.
Well, as you mentioned at the top, the automatic annual 3% cost of living increases for retirees would be replaced by a system that provides increases that are kind of based on how many years the person was in the job and how many years they've already been on the pension system. It would not be an automatic cost of living increase, and therefore, for some workers who have yet to retire, and it could put them really at the rate of inflation and tie everything more to that as opposed to this automatic 3%. And it could be a dramatic reduction in their pension benefits over the lifetime of the of their pension. So if they're on the pension for 25 years, they could see a reduction of $30,000 in pay over a certain amount of time. Also, they would change the retirement age for workers who are currently 45 years of age or younger, and it would be on a sliding scale. So you could end up having to work an extra 5 years longer before you reach retirement age and the ability to use the pension.
Can you give us just a sense of what the retirement ages are now? I know it's sliding, but and what the change might be?
It depends on the job that you're in, but you could retire at age 55 in some categories, 58 in other job categories such as state troopers, and this would increase it closer to 63, almost across the board. Now, you don't automatically get a full pension. It depends on how many years you're in the system. And one of the things that the workers and the retirees feel really upset about is that, you know, they have a system in which they pay in. They have no choice. It's deducted out of their paycheck. They pay a portion of their pay into the pension funds. It's the legislature that hasn't been putting their share of the funding in, and now they're taking a hit because of the legislature's failure to adequately fund the pensions over many, many, many years, creating this huge $100 billion shortfall in the pension funds.
This has been the complaint elsewhere as well. State legislatures taking the money that's supposed to go into pensions and using it for, you know, whatever their other state needs are. Well, we understand some retirees have even threatened to sue if this legislation passes. Do they have a case? What's the thinking?
They do have a case. They potentially have a case. There is language in the Illinois Constitution. This is such a historic problem in Illinois of underfunding pensions that in 1970, when we redrafted our state's constitution, the state leaders at that time put language in that they thought would force the legislature to adequately fund the pensions by saying that pension benefits shall not be diminished or impaired. And since that time, the legislature still hasn't adequately funded pension benefits. And over those years, they've also sweetened the pension deal. So they've made these automatic cost of living increases, 3% per year, regardless of what the rate of inflation is, which adds substantially to the cost of the pensions. So because that language is in the Constitution, they could have a case to challenge this in court. But the legislature thinks they have a deal that will withstand that legal challenge.
David Shaper, NPR's reporter in Chicago, where state lawmakers are voting later today on a new pension proposal. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.